great to see everybody this lovely evening. It's good to see you. Thank you. It's also good to see y'all. Amen. Everybody awake? It's always a plus. If you're not, just raise your hand, or raise your hand for your neighbor that's asleep, and the and the usher will come along and hit you with a cattle prod. I remember hitting each other with a cattle prod growing up. It was fun. It hurt, but it was fun. Got in a lot of trouble with those. Especially with Joy. If you're watching right now, I still owe you a lot. Amen. We'll pray and we'll get started. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, not our will, but your will be done this evening. And Holy Ghost, sir, we just ask you to unveil and reveal to us this evening truths from your word that we've never seen so far, Father God. And Father God, I just ask you to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths that I haven't even heard. And I thank you, Father God, that we will begin to walk into this new light. And we won't just throw it to the side, but Father God, we'll continue to grow in it and to meditate on it. We won't take it lightly, but we will take it and we'll protect it. And we will not allow Satan to come immediately to steal it as he does so often. But we'll protect it, Father God. And I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody in agreement said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to have Miss... Tiana, play a video real fast. Now. No, I'm joking. I know, you got to get it up. I'm just playing. You could get stuck on those for a long time and just watch those throughout the day. So I got a question. Who's had a hard week or a hard last few weeks? Anybody? How many of y'all thought about those while you was laughing? It's amazing how that stuff doesn't even come to mind. It's amazing how that stuff isn't even present whenever laughter's there. It's amazing how that stuff becomes so insignificant, how it isn't even a thing of your mind or even a thing of the present, but the joy of the Lord is at that time. Because see, that's how he designated or designed it. He didn't design for us to live a defeated life or a depressed life at all, at all. At all.
Amen.
At all. We need to understand that. We really need to understand that. Because God is a good God. He created joy for, say, he, God created joy, say that, for me. Say it again. God created joy for me. God created joy for me. Amen. Amen. He did, right? I'm going to hit a couple of scriptures that we went over last time real fast. Galatians 5:22 Out of the passion, please. I forgot my iPad. Can't believe I forgot my iPad. You had it up before I did. Outstanding. All right. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love and all its varied what?
Expression.
It's what?
Expression.
What's an expression? It's obviously somebody can see it, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So joy that what? In the passion, it says joy that overflows. So that's an expression, correct?
Yes.
So then can somebody see joy that overflows?
Yes.
Then what does joy that overflows look like? What does it look like? It looks like laughter.
Yes.
It looks like laughing.
Yes.
It looks like you're enjoying life.
Yes.
Romans 15:13. Romans 15:13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy.
Yeah.
But not just all joy, it says, and peace.
Yeah.
With all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah.
Go over to Acts 16. Well, y'all remember Acts 16. Y'all remember we read that few Sundays ago now, talking about Paul and Silas and where we got to undaunted. Y'all remember it talked about undaunted? All right, I'm going to reread the definition to you. Noah Webster, 1828, undaunted means not subdued or depressed by fear. Not subdued or depressed by fear. All right? Not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. Not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. So, amen. Some of y'all, I won't say that. We need to meditate that then, okay? Because it says that undaunted, not being undaunted, they weren't undaunted, Paul and Silas, were they? Because first off, they got beat. They could have griped and complained about it to God. God, first off, you called me here. You called me here, and now I'm beat and I'm thrown in jail. A jail that people die in here within 2 to 3 months and they're dead. And now I'm here, God. And you told me to come here. What is this about? I thought you were supposed to let me live. I thought I was supposed to do stuff for you, and now I'm here just going to die? This is what you wanted me to do, God? This is it? You got me here to kill me? See, that's what some people sound like, though. They get put in a little bit of a hard spot because that's what Satan wants to do. Satan wants to know if you really believe what you're talking about.
Come on.
See, Paul and Silas really believed it.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they had got to bad-mouthing anybody. Paul and Silas, I can't believe these ignorant people going to beat me with that stick. Don't they know I sit here from God to help them? Don't they know I'm trying to get them from going to hell, trying to save them? And they're talking to me like that? Who do they think they are? These people are stupid. I don't know why we are talking about that. Because what does struck... Ever with strife is what? What is strife? What brings with strife? What comes along with strife? With strife comes every evil work. So whenever we're in strife, what's dragging along with strife? So then if I'm going home and I'm creating strife inside of my house, and I think that my faith and my finances and my health and then my kids, and then everything's going to work for me like the Bible says, but yet I'm in strife with somebody either at work, somebody at church, I'm mouthing somebody, I'm talking about somebody on the street, I'm talking about somebody over here. I can't believe that they said that. Did you hear what they said? Because with strife brings what? So with every evil work, it's just following me. Because it's like a dog. I might as well have a leash. If I'm going to have strife, I might as well have a leash with a bunch of little leashes attached with it and just drag it along with me. Well, what are you doing? Well, I want to live like this and I want to keep bad-mouthing people. So I'm just going to have to drag this along with me until I get my mouth right. That way, whenever other people see you, even though we're Christians, they'll know that even though we are Christians, we ain't living like we're supposed to. That way, they don't think that Christians have to live like the world. They understand that we are Christians, but we ain't living like a Christian because we're still living like the world, even though we say we're Christians. Man, I don't know why we're talking about this, but amen, it's still good, all right? Smile. Nobody will know we're talking to us. Amen. Amen. Because that's the thing, to be honest with you. Because a lot of times we'll go around telling everybody we're Christian, but yet we're going through the same stuff everybody else is going through, coming out the other side like everybody else. Not us. Some other people. People that ain't here right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. Amen. But, I mean, if we really get to thinking about it, though, because the Bible isn't, you do this, and this is going to work. You do this, and this is going to work. No, it's, look, you got to walk in love. You got to be kind to everybody. You got to walk in love with everybody. You want to harvest, you got to sow seed. You want to devour or rebuke, you got to pay tithe. It's not just a, you know what, I don't think I'm going to walk in love today. Not today. Which one I want to... I'll laugh today. Yeah, that'd be good. This isn't a grocery store. You can't just walk along like we're walking through a fruit market. Go, I'll take a couple of them. Because if we're going to live the Word, then we need to live the Word. And that's what's defeating a lot of people. Because we think we can live how we want to live. The Bible tells us how to live, but we want to live how we want to live, and then we want to get mad. I wish we would get off this. Amen. No, I don't, and I'm sorry, Holy Ghost, you're right, because I ain't in charge. Amen. So with strife brings what? Every evil work. So see, I can say I'm a good Christian and I can be running along and I can look the perfect example of a Christian. I can let you know I pay tithe all the time. Every time you come around, I can be like, bless you, sister. You're doing a great job. Love everybody. How you doing today? You look awesome. We go outside. Did you see how stupid she looked today? Amen. That girl was ignorant. And then people go, why is that so much stuff, trouble going on in their life? That's the best Christian I've ever met.
Right, amen.
But if we could be a fly on some people's wall, we'd figure out why the stuff's going on in their life that's going on. Yeah, man. Yeah. That'll learn you. You know what will help us? I don't know who's brave enough to do this. But let's just all buy a recorder. All right? Let's just carry around a recorder for a week. And then on a Saturday, we'll just come in here. It might take a few Saturdays. And we'll just, each one of us will play our recording. And let's see how we do. Somebody hits play. Beep, 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 beep. Is that Morse code? Oh, man. But with strife is what? So can we just be mad at everybody? Can we talk about anybody we want to talk about? Why not? Is every evil work? Not only that, God says to love who? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do good to everybody. Not just the people you like. Not just the people that you're friends with at church. Not just the people that you think, if you'll help them, that sometime, you know, you might get a kickback from them. Oh, man. Amen. We're not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty. Say, I'm not intimidated, and I'm not discouraged by difficulty, by danger or disappointment. I'm not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. I'm not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. I'm not intimidated, discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. I'm not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. I'm not intimidated by discouraged or discouraged by difficulty or danger or disappointment. You need to live by that. You need to live by that. Regardless of what Satan's trying to throw up, you need to live by that. Because what if Daniel, what if anybody would have lived by that? The three children before the fire, before they got thrown in the fire, what if they lived by that? Oh, we're going to die. Let's give up. Let's just bow. Let's just bow right now, guys, and we'll be good. We won't die. What about David and Goliath? What if he'd allowed all that fear that was in that camp to overwhelm him? One guy out of all this, these millions of people, they've saturated this entire field with fear. This entire field is saturated. It's not just David and a couple of his brothers and Saul. It's an army. It's an army. And they're full of fear. Full of fear. It said they're in their tents. They ain't even coming out whenever Goliath is over there telling them, I'm going to kill everybody. This entire field is saturated with fear. And David was still able to walk all the way through it, through each tent, all around the tents, and not allow any of that fear to get on the inside of him. See, and that's exactly how we need to walk in the world. Because there's fear in the world. Look at it. Everywhere. But you don't allow it to affect you. You don't allow it to speak to you. You speak to it. Right? It's difficulty. Who cares? Because the God that I serve. It's exactly what David said. He said, the God that I serve, today you're going to die. Because the God that I serve, today is the last day you'll speak to anybody like that. Especially a covenant kid. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't intimidated. He wasn't discouraged by difficulty, danger. Was he? Not at all. Not at all. He stood in it, spoke to the situation, and got results. Didn't he? Amen. So undaunted means also, it also means still determined and enthusiastic. Despite problems are no success. But you don't know how long I've been doing this. Well, let's go back to Paul and Silas. Have you been beat? Are you in jail? You're still doing good. Keep moving. Amen. Still determined and enthusiastic despite problems are no success. If you are undaunted, you are not at all afraid or worried about dealing with something, especially something that would frighten or worried most or worry most people. Yes. Amen. I do agree. Paul and Silas, they didn't make any statements based out of anger or fear. Instead, they shifted their focus to how great God is. Amen. Right? Yes. Amen. Let's go over to Nehemiah real fast, please. Nehemiah 8:10. I'm going to read that out of the Amplified Classic. That's what I said. Then Ezra told them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And be not grieved." Am I in the right place?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I thought she was looking at me out of my peripheral vision over here. I was like, am I not in the right place? Prepare for this day is holy to our Lord. And be not what?
Grieved and depressed.
And be not what?
Grieved and depressed.
For the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
And stronghold. Amen. Go over to Psalm 16, please. Psalm 16:8. I'm going to read that out of the Amplified Classic again. I'll go down through about probably verse 11, it looks like. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be what? Next, please. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, my inner self, rejoices. My body, too, shall rest and confidently dwell in what? For you will not abandon me to, the place of the dead, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. Next, please. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures where?
Forevermore.
At his right hand, there's pleasures what?
Forevermore.
But look at that. In your presence is what?
Fullness.
See, and that's probably why a lot of times people, there's a lack thereof of a little bit of joy. lacking presence, lacking spending time in the presence. Amen. Go over to Psalm 63:1, please. Let's do that out of the Passion, please. Believe I forgot my iPad. Psalm 63:1. It says, O God of my life, I'm love struck for you in this weary wilderness. I thirst with the deepest longings to love you more, with cravings in my heart that can't be described. Such yearnings grips my soul for you, my God. I'm energized. Listen, I'm what? When? Every time I enter another spending time. Well, you don't know just how tired and beat up I'm feeling. Well, there's your answer. I'm energized every time I enter your heavenly sanctuary to seek more of your power and drink in more of your glory. Hallelujah. You can keep going, please. For your tender mercies mean more to me than life itself. How I love and praise you, God. Daily, 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 I will worship you passionately and with all my heart. My arms will wave to you like banners of praise. I overflow with praise when I come before you, for the anointing of your presence satisfies me like nothing else. Hallelujah. You are such a rich banquet of pleasure to my soul. Amen. I lie awake each night thinking of you and reflecting on how you help me like a father. Amen. I sing through the night under your splendor shadow, offering up to you my songs of delight and joy. With passion, I pursue and cling to you because I feel your grip on my life. I keep my soul close to your heart. Those who plot to destroy me shall descend into the darkness of hell. They will be consumed by their own evil and become nothing more than dust under our feet. That'll learn them. Amen. The liars will be silenced forever. But with the anointing of a king, I will dance and rejoice along with all his lovers who trust in him. Amen. Amen. David. Look, this is what David would do out in the field with the sheep. This is what David would do out in the field with the sheep, with his harp. He'd just sit out there and just talk to God. Just magnify God. And God just couldn't help himself. He'd just show up. That's why he's able to chase down a bear and a lion and just kill them both. Because you just start magnifying God. He can't help himself. He just shows up in all his glory. Hallelujah. Man, and I mean, what would our house look like? Go back one. Go back another, please. One more. Right here. This. I lie awake each night thinking of you and reflecting. Amen. Reflecting. Amen. Not reflecting on, man, I can't believe how hard work was today. I can't believe that they said that to me. God. I mean, what? What are we going to do tomorrow? You know, I got all this stuff coming up tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to do this tomorrow. I mean, we got these bills coming up next month, too. I'm going to have to probably try to get some overtime or something. Or, man, we're going to have to figure out something. Then we got these doctor's appointments to try to take care of. I don't think he is reflecting on any of that. Me personally, I don't think he was. But I think he is reflecting on how you helped me like a father. And then he didn't have his TV playing. I learned something from Brother Hagin a long time ago. He said that God, well, it was actually this lady. I heard Brother Hagin tell the story. I think it was during World War Number Two, I believe. Somebody was attacking this lady. Somebody was attacking, dropping bombs. And they were running to shelters anytime the alarm would go off. And this young couple would always help this older lady. And they'd go to the bunker whenever the alarms go off, whenever they was about to bomb. And they'd run to the bunker, get in the bunker. Then when it was all clear, they'd go out. Well, one day, the alarm went off, and that older lady didn't show up with the young couple. And they was like, man, maybe she didn't make it this time, you know. And so they were like, man. So they went to the bunker. And then a few days later, they ended up seeing her. They're like, you're still alive? She's like, yeah. You know, I just figured out, you know, God never sleeps nor slumbers, so I figured I might as well. He'll protect me while I sleep. And that's how she lived. And so I just picked that up because our spirit man never sleeps. The real you never sleeps. And so I actually, Chelsea doesn't like music, or not music, but preaching, playing it while I'm sleeping. But especially when I was in Iraq and things like that, I'd play Brother Hagin. He'd preach to me all night long. All night long. I'd have nothing but preaching going every single night. And I did that for years. Because my spirit man never sleeps. So he can constantly be fed. Constantly be fed. Constantly be fed. So I lie awake each night thinking of you and reflecting on how good you are and how you've helped me out of each situation that we've come up against, out of each deal that Satan's tried to stop us or tried to kill us or tried to do something with our kids or tried to do something with our finances or tried to do something with our health. I reflect on how good you are and how you helped us and how you got us out of each one of them. I just praise and magnify you, God. I just thank you for everything you've done for us. I rejoice in you. I thank you. I praise you. And see, that's what David would do. He knew how to just see the glory of God just descend on him. He knew the secret to it. Read Psalms if you don't know. Read it. He figured it out quickly. Offering up to you my songs of delight and joy. Hallelujah. Go over to Psalms 89, please. 89:13. Breathtaking. Is it this passion again, right? Yeah, thank you. Breathtaking means you can't breathe. Breathtaking and awesome is your power. Astounding and unbelievable is your might and strength when it goes on display. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Next, please. Your glorious throne rests on a foundation of righteousness and just... Grace and truth are the attendants who go before you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, how blessed are the people who experience the what? The what?
The shout of worship.
For they walk in the what? The people who experienced the shout of worship figured out how to walk in the radiance of His presence. So you see me glowing. I don't know what that means. You can write it down though. You see me glowing, you know why. We can do nothing but all day long. For we know who you are and what. And what?
You do.
See, we ain't get, well, I don't know who caused this. No, we know exactly who did it. Satan comes to steal, kill, and what? What did God come to do? Jesus? All right, we'll get it. So we can do nothing but leap for joy all day long. For we know who you are and what you do. And you've exalted us on high. Amen. The glory of your splendor is what?
Our strength.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man. Y'all getting anything? About to fall down. Son. Hallelujah. I get it, David. I get it, sir. I get it. And that's why, right there. That's exactly why David didn't worry about Goliath. Because he knew how to praise God, worship God, and the glory fell on him. And that was his strength. And he knew that no power from hell could get through the glory of God. Son, come on now. Hallelujah. That's exactly why. Hallelujah, David went at him. Hallelujah. Man. Hallelujah. The glory of your splendor is our strength. Yes, it is. And your marvelous favor makes us even stronger. Lifting us even higher. Hallelujah. You are our King, the holiest one of all. You wrap around. Yeah. Your wrap around presence is what? See, David knew it. Amen. Okay, next one, please. You spoke to your prophets in visions, saying, I have found a mighty hero for my people. I have chosen David as my loving servant and exalted him. I have anointed him as king with the oil of my holiness. I will be strength to him and will give him my grace to sustain him no matter what comes. But that's not just David. That's you as well. Say, that's me as well. Amen. None of, say, my. none of my enemies will get the best of me. Amen. Say it. None of my enemies will get the best of me, nor will the wicked one overpower me. Amen. Hallelujah. For I will crush his ever adversary and do away with all who hate him. Look, if y'all hate us, you better stop. Right? Oh, man. I was about to drink water, but I remember what happened last time. Oh, hallelujah. Hey. You're all right. Laugh. Don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. I was wondering how long it's going to take you to laugh, Stephanie. Oh, man. Oh, man. Y'all are crazy. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. I'm telling you, every time we laugh, every situation, it seems like every situation that we're facing, we get done laughing, then we go, huh? Oh, there it is. It's back there now. Are the situations just easier, a lot easier to walk through? Amen. Not. Ha ha ha! some water so bad, but I don't want to drink it. Oh, man. Peter 1:8, real fast, please. Y'all are good. She can pull it up on the overhead. Pull it up in the King James, please. Look at the last part of this. It says, "Yet believing, ye rejoice with what? And full of glory." See, joy unspeakable is exactly what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You can't talk. You can't speak it. You just express it. It's joy unspeakable, but it's full of glory. And that glory we is just reading about in Psalms. You know, the one that surrounds you, the one that protects you. Right? Go over to Leslie, something matter with that girl. Where'd I tell y'all to go? Nowhere? Go over to John real fast, please. Y'all keep laughing, you're good. Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, ma'am. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. You just embarrass yourself? Yep. Hey, man. So, where'd I tell y'all to go? John. Yeah, 16:22. I'm going to read the other passion. So will you also pass through a time of intense sorrow when I am taken from you, but you will see me again, and then your hearts will burst with what?
Joy.
With no one being able.
That's right.
The Amplified says, and no one can take from you your joy. Paul and Silas in jail didn't allow the people that beat them, the jailer, anybody to take away their joy. Did they? Because if they would have, we would have never read about them because they'd have died in that prison. Right? You can't allow people to steal your joy. No man can take your joy. The joy belongs to you. God gave it to you. No man can take it from you. So don't allow hateful people to take your joy from you. Don't allow hateful people to get you to move or get you to act or to react. Amen. Don't allow hateful people to get you to react it. Amen. Because joy belongs to you. Joy belongs to you. Joy is yours. And as long as we're walking in joy, that stuff ain't going to faze us anyways. You can look at them and laugh. It might make them madder, but who cares? Look at 2 Corinthians real fast, 7:4. We'll go to the Passion real fast, please. So no man has the power to take your joy from you. I really want y'all to see that, though. No man. No man. We did it before we started laughing. See, I got smart. Yeah, I heard it. I was like, better go. Is this a passion too, ma'am? Thank you. With an open heart, let me freely say how very proud I am of you and how often I boast about you. In fact, when I think of you, my heart is greatly encouraged and overwhelmed with joy. Despite. You ought to read that. Like I was reading that today. You ought to read, I think it's chapter 6 too. Just go through chapter 6 and read that. And read the stuff. Read the things going on. And then right here it says, despite. Look, I'm greatly encouraged and overwhelmed with not sorrow and pity. And I can't believe this is still happening to us. I can't believe each time we try to do something, somebody gets mad. Somebody gets upset. Somebody complains. Somebody whines. Somebody does something. No, I said, I'm overwhelmed with joy. Despite the things going on. Despite the many things going on. Despite the many, son, I was like, am I shaking? Might have to readjust them again, ain't I? Yep. You can read it if you do that. You gotta be fast. Amen. Overwhelmed with joy, despite our many troubles, despite what was going on, they still rejoiced. Despite what was going on, they still knew how to tap into joy. They still knew how to yield to joy. Amen. I forgot. I wanted to read these to y'all. I'm going to read them real fast. All right, hold on. Joy. They don't take it. A joyful person, they don't take it personally. Right? Joyful people are not focused. Oh, joyful people are. I don't know what I was reading. Maybe I won't read this. Joyful people are other focused. There we go. We got it. They consider circumstances and consider that they may not have all the information. They do not look within themselves insecurely. When things don't go their way, joyful people do not dabble in the form of self-centeredness, which takes it personal. They see the bright side. Joyful people tend to do the following when things go wrong. Well, in good news, They reflect on lessons learned, solutions which might be employed next time. They find a way to be content even in a storm.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. They don't judge. They know the only perfect person was Jesus, and no, I'm not him. They are able to find something positive to say about even the most challenging folks around them.
Yes.
Snap. They've made their mistakes and picked themselves up and are working on their own holiness by shining their light, not wagging, yeah, that's the word, their finger.
Yeah.
Amen. They know there is a time for everything. They can't always work, nor can we always have fun. Joyful people scoop up opportunities to show up for others. They don't dwell on past mistakes and take time to enjoy the little things. Sometimes that means belting out a favorite song or showing up for the little league game. Other times it means taking time for silence. They are self-aware. Joyful people know what their gifts are as well as their quirks. They know they are at what they are. Oh my gosh. They know who they are and what they are capable of.
Amen.
They have the kind of positivity that cannot be taken away because it wasn't gifted to them by men.
Amen.
They are creative. I won't read any more definitions. It's we're cutting. So they are creative. They are constant. That's good.
Yes.
Joyful people are loving, and joyful people love themselves. Amen. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything?
Yes.
Don't forget Psalms. All right? If you get anything out of tonight, Psalms 89. Roger that? Psalms 89.
Yes.
Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you. And we thank you, Father God, for joy. We thank you, Father God, for joy. For the ability to walk through any situation with a smile on our face as if nothing is going on, because joy makes it seem like there isn't, even though there is.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, we can go through anything with a smile and laughing because of joy. Because we know how to yield to it and we know how to operate with it and to flow with it correctly. And we thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.